You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I heard, Doris Burke, the broadcaster, has tested positive for coronavirus. We've got the Sean Payton has done it. A number of NBA guys. We've heard it from different NHL players. Different minor league baseball players. I mean, the one thing that's really happening daily now is it's sort of becoming the it's sort of becoming now a thing of where we're all getting to probably know people that have, that have tested positive, or at least now we've, there are people that we've heard of or whatever. So I think that really when you look at it, it's something that is sort of just becoming a way of life for us, isn't it? It's becoming normalized, and we are really, not surprised anymore when, I think early on when the first couple of people said, I tested positive it was one of those shock things. But just like everything else, it's kind of like now where people are sort of like, we're getting used to it, unfortunately. And that's not good, but it's reality. The hope is that we are at some point able to move through some of these things and, get back to some semblance of a normal life. So we are want to keep people like Doris Burke in our thoughts. But there's a lot of people out there that we don't know that are nameless and faceless that are facing this thing. So it's just sort of where we're at right now. I heard an interesting conversation today that I kind of want to thought I kind of thought would be really interesting. I think that when it comes to this whole thing, the one thing that most people are trying to figure out is when we can quote unquote go back to our normal lives. Right? I think that's what a lot of people are trying to figure out. And I think that there's nobody that really knows that answers. But there is an interesting discussion to be had, and we're going to have it right now, about which sport, is out there that is most realistic that you could go back to and get started with quicker, most quickly. And I think when you look at it, probably the individual sports are different. I think, for instance, I was listening to someone today talk about boxing, and you would think, boxing is really, these guys are, there's blood flying everywhere and all the other stuff, and they're up against each other. It would be terrible. And it would, except for here's the caveat to this question, and I want you to think about it. If we got to a point 3 or 4 weeks down the road where we were like some of these other countries that had, really almost unlimited testing or the ability to test, and get quick results and all the other stuff that we're seeing around the world, what would, if, for instance, you were able to start testing people quickly, and there was home testing that people that has gone on in other countries and stuff. All of these things. Boxing is a sport where you really, if you think about it, if you have no crowd, You test the two boxers and the referee. You have whoever it is that is judging the thing. You could either test them or, you know, have them sort of separated outside the arena, you know, in the arena and behind a shield so that if any sweat or anything flies off the boxer, it doesn't hit them. I mean, you could probably get that sport going up and going again and at least do it in a capacity without fans. I don't know if that's what people really would be, you know, interested in seeing, but it is a sport that really, I think, you probably could get going quicker than some of the other sports. The other sport that I was thinking about is tennis. I mean, if you have, again, the biggest question is going to be which of these sports are most willing to start without a crowd. And I think that's the question you have to ask. If, you know, you hear some of these questions, that you hear some of these quotes from guys talking about how they really wouldn't want to, you know, start without a crowd. You know, we heard LeBron James talk about it. But I think that's going to be a reality, at least for part of the start of this thing, is that, you know what, people are going to have to compete without a crowd. And, you know, sports are going to, you know, get back started. So you ask yourself, what is realistically, in your mind, what is the sport that probably, you know, is most realistic to get back to? And, again, tennis and golf and, you know, and boxing and for a lot of reasons. But, again, I don't know that you could do any of these sports until, you know, we get to a point where you can test pretty freely and pretty quickly and pretty regularly. Because I think that if you do, if you think about it, they are, those are sports where you can keep people away from each other. And I think that's, you know, what it comes down to. You can in a lot of ways isolate people. So take those sports out of the equation. And here's where you go. You've got basketball, you've got hockey, you've got baseball. Which of those three sports do you think it's most realistic that you could get going again quickly, most quickly, given the state of things, and do it in a way that's reasonably safe? I think if you think about it at first, it's probably baseball. But here's the problem with baseball. How many times do you see guys on the mound lick their fingers, you know, go to their mouth with the hand, you know, then touch the ball, then throw it to the catcher, or throw it to the first baseman who takes the ball out of his glove and throws it back. I don't know how. And the thing is, you're not breaking habits. You're just not. And you're not going to, you know, it's not a thing of where you are going to be able to get people to do things differently. At the end of the day, they're not going to be doing things differently in baseball like that. So you have to, you know, figure out a way to do it safe. And again, I guess you could test everybody, but think about how many people you have to test to make that work. And I think that would be a big problem. And then you've got the umpires, and you've got managers, and you've got people in the dugout, and people in the bullpen. I think that'd be difficult. I think that sport is probably more difficult to get started than you think, just because of all the ways that it's played. And I think that's the thing that people don't want to address, is that it's not quite as easy as you think, because you could say, oh, well, we just need to keep people away from each other and all the other stuff and yada, 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 and we'd be able to get it going again. Well, not quite, because there's a lot of other there's a lot of other things that really you have to, you know, worry about. And there are a lot of things that you really have to worry about when it comes to all of these scenarios that people keep talking about is, yeah, you can open up a sport again and you can play, but again, how do you make it so that it's safe? And I think the largest thing that people are, you know, they're going to grapple with, they are going to have to try and figure out how they are going to be able to get things going, back up and running, and back up and running in a way that it's still safe. And I just don't think that's really going to be easy. I really don't. So, you know, I'd like to get your thoughts because I've been thinking about this all day long. What sport do you think is going to be the easiest sport to get going up? Again, which sport do you think we can get started with? And again, it doesn't matter if you have fans or you don't have fans. To me, I think it's going to be very, very difficult either way. And I don't expect when sports open up again, we'll see the kind of crowds that we've seen, you know, traditionally. I think they're going to have to find a way to make the crowd smaller, at least initially. So, and maybe even play without it. 412-928-9370. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.